Time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Farron City Mayor Adele Justice. And, you know, we've got great things going on in Farron, but one of the funnest ones is coming up in September, and it is Peach Days. We're going to talk about Peach Days, what all they've got planned for us over there, and just kind of get an idea of what's been going on over in Farron since we talked last. Mayor Justice, thank you so much for taking out the time to call in and talk to us today.
Hey, thanks for having me. I love talking about Farron and about Peach Days.
Well, let's talk about Farron first. How are things going over in Farron?
We're doing great here in Farron. We've had an exciting year with our water. We've had plenty of water to keep our gardens going and raise some fantastic vegetables and fruits. And we're happy to see things green this year. It's been a great summer for us.
And plenty of water to get Millsite back up and running and looking good.
It's beautiful. It is beautiful.
Well, good. And so let's dive right in, because we were talking before we came on the air about Peach Days is starting to become something that just has a life of its own. And people just show up and just come because they know, hey, this is when it is. So let's get ready and have some fun at Peach Days. And that's kind of how you guys have approached it this year, isn't it?
It is. So Peach Days is just what it is. It's Peach Days. It's every year, starting the Tuesday after Labor Day. So this year we're the 6th through the 10th. And our schedules pretty much stay the same all the time. We have a great time doing the same events every single year. So this year we're going to start Peach Days off with a fun run on Tuesday night. So our fun run, we have a group that come in and take over. They plan a little route, and you can come and you can run, you can walk, you can do whatever suits you, and just have a great time with your friends and neighbors. Wednesday night we'll have a bike ride. And our bike ride is probably one of our most popular events. Our bike ride, we give away a lot of bikes every year. Families come, they ride together, and we kind of do it like the fun run. We have two different rides that you can go on. A short ride if you're younger or just maybe not an experienced rider, and then we have a longer ride that takes a little bit more time. It's just a fun night, and we have a great crowd there. So we love having everybody come out, and families especially participate in it together. Thursday night, we'll have a dessert contest. I'm not sure the theme. We usually have a little bit of a theme. Might be something around peaches.
I was going to say, it's not going to be peaches?
You can make a dessert and bring it. We'll judge your desserts, and then we just share, and everybody eats dessert. And while we're doing that, we have our youngsters paint pictures on the sidewalk chalk, and that is always so much fun. Last year, I think we had just almost every single inch of sidewalk painted up in the park, and it was really so much fun. Our Friday event is our free dinner at the Mayor's Park. This year, we're having a taco bar, and we'll have some live entertainment. And at dusk on Friday, we'll have our firework display down at the Fairgrounds Park. Then we kick off our big events on Saturday, starting with the Field of Flags. We display over 400 American flags and kind of try and do a little bit of remembrance for Patriots Day and for just America in general and all the sacrifices that have just gone on for so many people in so many years. It's just a great event. And we have a ceremony at 7:30 in the morning. It's short and sweet. And then you can travel on down to the fire station and eat breakfast. Fire department always sponsors a great breakfast for us at the fire station. 10 o'clock, we'll start our morning parade. And our parade route is a little bit different this year, so when you come into Farron, just kind of watch for the signs to see where to go for the best view of the parade. Right after the parade, you can come over to the Mayor's Park, and we'll have bounce houses and some vendors and just some live entertainment there as well and fun going on there. From the Mayor's Park, you can walk on down to the fairgrounds, and as you're on that walk, you'll go through our car show. And then at 1 o'clock at the fairgrounds, we have the horse races are back. We're happy to bring them back. We had a couple of rough years where we couldn't have them with COVID and no water. And so we are so excited to have the horse races back this year.
And it's always a lot of fun, too. We were talking, I had mentioned that my wife remembers, that's one thing that just sticks out in her mind from Peach Days, is the horse races.
And it is, being able and to the go horse races that. Have happened from the very first Peach Days Farron ever had. Back in the day, they had just people brought their saddle horses, and they started in a certain spot here in town, and they just had a little route that they would race and have fun. So we're excited to have the horse races come back. And new this year, we have a game show, a family game show. So after the horse races, you can hang out or you can go for a little break and come back. But at 6 p.m., we'll have a family game show. And we're going to do some fun prizes and a lot of prizes. So you won't want to miss the game show. It's going to be a lot of fun this year. And something new that we're going to try. So we hope that everybody just comes out and enjoys Peach Days. There's something going on for everybody. And we also will have a golf tournament going on in this time as well. So if you want to go up to the golf course, and you can participate in the golf tournament during Peach Days too. So just a fun time. Love to have families come out and just get together and enjoy the community.
All right, so if anybody is looking for information about the lineup or if they want to be in the parade or the golf tournament or be involved in it in some way, where's the best place to go for information?
So you can go to our website, farroncity.org. You can check out our Facebook page as well, or you can actually just call into the city offices and one of our gals would be happy to share information with you and get you what you need.
All right, they'll take care of it. Farron Peach Days coming up once again September 6th through the 10th. Mayor Adele Justice, thank you so much for taking the time out to talk to us this morning. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Dave. I appreciate being here.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen to Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.